Okay. All right. So this is probably going to be one of the most unconventional, maybe not the most unconventional, but one of the most unique podcasts I think I will have done to date. I have a young man in front of me at the age of 15.
Yep. Right.
And first off, introduce yourself.
So my name is Tristan Lee. I've been bodybuilding in the fitness industry for about a year and a half now to 2 years. And I've been training for that long, and I've been training for soccer in the first place. That's my main goal, is to become a professional soccer player. And with the help of my two brothers, that's allowed me to complement my skills on the field, off the field, in the gym.
So Tristan.
Yes.
So I was here filming a vlog on my main channel. I don't know where I'm gonna plug it. Hopefully you guys know what it is on my main channel. And I was like, plug, no. And I was filming a vlog about Alex Wasabi's transformation. And literally, I think I was leaving this office because we were filming like a little skit portion. And I saw him, Tristan, over by the bench doing a dumbbell incline.
Yep.
And his brothers as well with him. And like straight away, I was like, what? Is that like the world's shortest, most jacked bodybuilder in the world? Like, this is literally what I thought when I saw you. And then to see you, I was like, oh, wow, that's a young dude. Mm-hmm. Right? So 15 years old.
Yep.
Like, and I mean, just my first notice. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Like what I'd say a lot of like 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds, 30-year-olds, what some guys want to look like, maybe obviously in a bigger package, right?
Yeah,
but what
for sure.
You have as far as like package-wise, like bodybuilding-wise, it's incredible for your age.
Thank you.
So I want to start off by asking you, like, how did you get here? Like what started you in the gym?
All right. So about a year and a half, as I said ago, my brothers and I, they were already into the whole fitness gig and all that, but I was training for soccer and I wanted to know how I could improve my skills really and how I could benefit myself and get healthier because I liked what they were doing. So at that point, I started getting into the gym, started lifting some weights, and it kind of just caught on. I started going heavier and I put on some size, and then from there, I started getting into the whole diet part of that, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
And then up to now, I've just been continuing on that training, researching, learning different techniques and talking to some coaches and stuff like that, but just packing on the knowledge.
Yeah. So the knowledge, right? Where do you find most of that, do you think?
Okay. So my brothers and myself, we go.
So his two brothers, and I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Yeah. His two brothers are in the room right now. What are your guys' names?
Tyler and Braden.
Yeah.
And your guys' last name again was?
Lee.
Okay. That's why you guys all had the same belts on.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Is that for you? That's your belt.
Yes. All you guys, it's all
got
ours.
Your own belts.
Yeah.
So okay. So you guys are big into bodybuilding?
Yeah.
Were you into bodybuilding before he got into the gym?
Yes, only slightly before though.
He kind of motivated me to get in there, and then
your older brother,
both of us, and then Tristan saw both of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, just first off, it's amazing, man. I guess like I think a lot of people see this and they're like, yo, like, how did you get like this so young? Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest now, after putting two and two together, Steve, I went up to the front desk and I was like, Steve, he's like, oh, have you seen his Instagram? And now that I've obviously talked to you now,
yeah,
I learned out after the fact, because when I seen you, I had no idea about this. But looking back now, thinking about the, you know, times where I spend scrolling Instagram, like, you know, spending my entire life on there.
Yeah.
I remember seeing videos of you on the internet, like doing like a chest fly or doing random things.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is like, there's a lot of like younger people doing the internet nowadays.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's not very many younger people of like your stature. Mm-hmm. You're like and this is why I went through the podcast. You're like an oddity. You're like a one-off. I've never seen anyone as built as you are at your age. And at the same time, you got like, what, 300-some thousand followers on Instagram?
Yeah, just over 350 now.
So I'm sure people listening, some of you guys have probably seen videos of you like floating around on the internet.
Yeah.
Because a lot of like fitness motivation pages will share it. I've seen it. And now I put it together, so that was you the whole time. So I want to ask you, what is it like being young?
And being in that.
And being on the internet popular and being like in crazy. Is it like a...
Yeah, it's
gonna be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's been pretty surreal. I mean, I try to keep it as real as possible and just not pressuring myself into posting any certain things and just having fun with it, really. I mean, I'm sure you know, it's kind of fun trying to see how many views you can get or just making those videos and just making the content in general and interacting with any of your viewers. But it's been fun, and I mean, people at school have always been talking about it, and it's cool, and it's fun to get away from it sometimes.
So are you like the most popular kid at school? Because I was always curious, because listen, because I grew up where there was no social media, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing until like later on, so let me turn down some music, but in the gym. Yep. I can do it from my phone, by the way. So when I grew up, there was no like social media, so it was like much, much different, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really interested, like I wonder if I had grown up in this age where social media existed, how people, other kids treated other kids that were more popular on social media. Do you get treated differently, do you think, because
I don't think I get treated differently necessarily, because I've always been friends with a certain group.
But
because
you're Jack, though, you get treated differently.
they just talk to me about it and stuff. They're just like, oh, big man walking around or
do
whatever.
Do they ask
and I was
you
just
if every day is arm day?
Yeah, all the time. Actually, a lot of them ask me if every day is leg day.
Your legs are crazy too.
Thanks.
So you don't feel like other kids or teachers or people treat you different?
No, not really. Not too much. I mean, I get the odd and odd comment, like, oh, Mr. Big Shot or whatever. But, I mean, other than that, everybody's pretty nice and pretty genuine. Just keep it.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in, well, just outside of Toronto, Ontario, in Canada.
Okay. Nice. I need to go to Canada.
Yeah, for sure.
I have not been to Canada yet. So how'd you find out about Zoo Culture, this gym here?
I've watched you in the past. I found out through my brothers. I've watched some of your videos, you know.
Nice.
You lifting heavyweight, squatting with people on your back. And actually, the first one was you jumping out of the pool.
Oh, my God. Cool. That makes me so happy. That was, like, literally the first viral video that I had. So if you follow me then, that was, like, the beginning of a lot of this.
Yeah, and it was
that's
cool.
Really cool. You guys did, too?
Yeah.
Damn, that's so cool.
And you were one of the first names I heard in the industry. So it was cool to finally meet you and stuff like that. But Zoo Culture specifically, we've seen you online. We've seen a bunch of people make posts here, hanging out with you and we just figured we're coming down to LA. Might as well check it out while we're here.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Everyone is welcome to come, by the way. But more importantly, man, what is like, I know you told me earlier you want to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
Not bodybuilding.
No.
So it's like, it's great. When I hear that, I'm like, what? And I'm sure all the people who are like into bodybuilding are like, what? Because like, you, genetically, at your age, it's insane.
Thanks.
Like the amount of development, like I don't think people understand, like they'll see stuff on the internet, on Instagram or YouTube, and it looks really cool, but in person, it's like a whole nother thing. For most people, like you may see someone and you'd be like, oh, that person's big, and then, because people see me in person and be like, oh, that guy's bigger because I'm taller. Maybe they don't understand the ratio, what it would look like, but you, I mean, I've seen you on the internet and you could tell you're shredded, but like in person, you're like, you're a 15-year-old kid and you're like, you're grainy. Like that's like a, you know, your
legs, it's like one of the
separation, your hamstrings.
Yeah.
So you want to do all this and you want to, because you do know, I think if you play soccer, you got to be
agile,
skinnier.
Yeah. And you have to be able to move around. And that's for sure. I got a lot of people talking about that. And it's basically, I balance it out. I'm training soccer 4 or 5 times a week with the team. And then I play years up or whatever. And then with that, I'm doing training on top to work on my agility so that I'm able to stay agile while being a decent size.
Yeah.
And, really, just the working out helps benefit with, well, muscle injury prevention.
Oh, yeah.
So when I'm on the field, I get injured very, very little amount. And so it really helps with that.
So do you injure the other kids?
I try sometimes. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, real quick. Don't injure the other
kids, I know,
kids,
I'm just
bro.
Kidding.
So why soccer?
Why soccer? Well, my oldest brother, Braden, he used to play soccer a while back, but I've always had a ball at my feet, and I've always loved to I just love the competitiveness of the sport.
Yeah.
And I just grew into it. Five years ago, I started playing competitively. My friends got me into it, and I love the intensity that it brings, and like the amount of competitiveness that you need to be involved in the sport, and the amount of hard work that you need to progress in it.
Yeah, so and you play soccer currently now. You've been playing like your whole life.
I've been like playing recreationally my whole life, but I just started 4 or 5 years ago playing competitively.
So is it like a school thing? Is it like a league thing?
It's
like
a league. It's a league outside of school.
So I'm not a soccer player. I tried when I was like a kid. Actually, no, I was younger than you when I tried. And then I was like, oh, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
But this is for you. You think you want to be a professional soccer
for
player?
For sure, 100%.
That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. You're sure?
Yes.
I love it because when I talked to you out there, and your mom and your dad were here as well.
Yeah.
It was cool to talk. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with a 15-year-old that was as certain about what they wanted to do as you seemed. Like when you said it to me, I was like, "This kid is—he's serious about this." And that's really why I want to bring you into the podcast and talk to you about it.
Yeah.
What do you think got you thinking like that, in the sense of believing that you could do something just because you think it's for you and you want to do it? What got you thinking like that? Because at such a young age, it's rare.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen a lot of other people, and I've looked around at people who say, like, oh, well, it's still only this slight chance that you can make it, and it's really, like, why not? Like, why not go for it, right?
I mean, this is a slight chance with everything in life.
Yeah, exactly, and if you don't take that risk, where are you going to make it?
How do you think you learn that, though? That's what I'm saying, because like, for you to say that is 100%, I believe the same thing. But how do you think you learn that and then we're able to act on it?
Well, it's been built in my family. I think both my brothers have the same ideology. It's like, you just work as hard as you can. And at the end of the day, if you make it, you make it. If you don't, it's at least you put your 100% effort into it. And my parents have ingrained that into us with academics and school, sports, anything that we put our heart into, that we need to put absolutely everything into it.
And I met them. They're very sweet. Your mom was super sweet. She was super sweet because she was like, is this okay if I'm in this? Because
we saw a little bit of my YouTube. Yeah.
She was like, you could tell she was the kind of mom that like loves you so much that like she didn't want to embarrass you. You thought you were going to be embarrassed. Like asked him like, is it okay if I'm in this? It was so sweet. Like, I love that because I have a really close relationship with my mom. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you believe like without a doubt you can do it.
100%.
So am I going to, in like 10, how many years would it be? 15, yeah, maybe 10 years. How old? If he was like playing professionally.
Yeah, probably, 10 years from now. Well, like, 10 years, I'd say. 25,
eight years. So in 8 years, if I'm still doing this podcasting, which I hope I will be, and I think I will be, we'll have another podcast and you'll be professional soccer player. I'm going to like mark this moment.
Mark this day on the calendar.
Because I love that mindset though, man. Because I think anyone listening, no matter what your age is, whether you're fucking 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, I'm going to do it just for the sake of it. 21, 22, 23, 24, 30, 40, 50, doesn't matter. Like, that idea of why not is so important.
I think you need it, because if you don't take the risk, there's no, like, if you don't go for it, there's zero chance you're making it, right?
With everything.
Absolutely everything.
There's nothing in life that I would say that, like, I mean, if you really, I mean, I'm not saying go out there and hurt people or do bad things to people, but if you believe, like, oh, this goal, this achievement, this success, whatever it is to you, you think you can get it, then, like, you really have to have that why not me mentality.
Uh-huh, exactly. Because, I mean, you see people at the top, they had to go through the same thing, and they had that same mentality of why not, why can't I do it? Why is somebody else better than me? And they just went for it, and they made it to the top.
Absolutely. Do you think the internet helped you see this?
I think so. I think it's provided me another support system. I guess I like seeing how people are so supportive. At the same time, they can be mean, but the support
for sure.
But the support that you do see is very nice, and it helps motivate you to push yourself further. And yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, yeah. Because you think like, because I talk about this a lot on podcasts, and I have in the past, and everyone listening knows, like, there's a lot, and I think it's very easy for people to see a lot of things going on the internet, and it's like.
Yeah.
People's successes or people's failures, and then like people tend to like base their own actions on
exactly
what they see other people doing or not doing.
Yeah.
Like if that person can't do it, maybe I can't do it. So like it's really refreshing to meet someone, especially a young person who's like in a like a extremely developing phase of their life.
Yeah.
To really just believe in themselves. And just this goes for everyone listening, like whether you're young, like I said, doesn't matter the age, this principle still stands.
For sure.
And, so if one day you don't want to be a professional soccer player, you want to be a bodybuilder, are you going to be Mr. Olympia? I'm not telling you to do any of this.
If I like put my heart to it, I believe that I could be. But
I love it.
Right now, that's not my goal. But maybe in the future, but I'm pretty sure about soccer right now.
No, yeah, I'm not trying to steer you away from anything.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I just think like. I'm trying to like, you know, root for all I know the bodybuilding fans are like, what the fuck? Because I saw you, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you even got good calves.
Yeah.
You know, like, anyways, physique-wise aside, I think it's interesting, the mindset thing.
Yeah, because
at such a young age, it's like, I remember I could look back at myself when I was young, when I was 15, 16, and like the thought process that I had wasn't like this. It was more like, I was a little more... hopeless because of my circumstances in my past growing up. So I just think it's beautiful to see like that no matter what, like it, you can get to a point where you want to get to.
Yeah.
And I love that you believe that, that you really believe that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, so obviously you got the support of your brothers here. What would you guys say? And maybe you might want to hop on over on this. Maybe someone sit over here. What would you guys say that like the hardest thing that like you've seen him go through?
Well,
because like the internet thing now, right? It's like, I see it and I know how like nasty people can be on the internet. Do you notice like, do the comments, do bad comments bother you? Do like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, since day one, Tristan is, he's acknowledged. Hold
on. Come here.
Since day one, Tristan has acknowledged that they're going to be there. They're going to stay there. And people are going to hate. People are going to talk crap and say the meanest things. But there's nothing you can do to change what they're thinking. They're probably just sitting in their basement chatting it up. But look at them and look at him. And
yeah. So it's crazy because, like, you know, I've grown men friends who are on the internet, on social media. And, yeah. I mean, even I get attacked, and there's moments where I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, it bothers me here and there, but I've gotten to a point now where I'm like, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
But I know there's grown men out there who have social media accounts that are, like, my personal friends who, like, it destroys them if they read it. So, like, where do you think you got the strength to not let, like, the negativity get to you?
Well, I've kind of adopted the mentality of, basically, it doesn't directly affect me. It's not someone I know. It's not someone who's above me who's deciding my future. So I basically just say, like, it's just words. And words can hurt, but you get past them, and it's not something that's going to completely stop you from reaching your final goal.
Yeah.
So I've always just believed that.
I totally believe. I'm just wondering how you got there. Like, who? Like, did you read books?
I've read some books. I mean, Champion's Mindset.
Yeah, how do you think you got it?
Is this
like
it's
a genetic thing?
Did
it come
along
with the bicep? It's like, I'm over here like, damn, I'm really impressed by you, man.
Been from a young age. I can't explain it, and it's just inside all of us, I believe.
So when were you first like, oh, I'm going to do this, whatever it was? Like, whether it would have been at any point, right?
For whatever sport?
Yeah, were you first in your mind, were you like, did you notice that you were like...
You wanted to improve?
When you wanted to do something, you were like, I'm going to do this. Did you first have that feeling?
Okay, so... In elementary school or like grade K-8, I played...
K-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I played sports. I played a ton of sports. I played soccer, volleyball, even basketball, knowing my height. But
it's all good,
and,
yeah.
And I liked the sport. If I liked the sport, I enjoyed playing it. I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
It was easy for me to say, well, I might as well just get better at it because then I'll have more fun like progressing in it and playing competitively in it rather than just staying at the same and plateauing.
So you know, it's three brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably why you're so competitive.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
We've always been competing with each other from day one. Even I remember us running at a track. We'd be sprinting 100 meters, and it'd just be like sweat dripping down our faces, and we'd just be like, one more, I'm going to beat you, or whatever. And it's just...
I love it, man.
It's the best feeling in the world.
So you're 17?
Yes.
You're 17, you're 20,
22,
and you're 15. So... Yeah, definitely like the youngest one, the smallest one. Yeah. Like, I want to work extra hard to beat them.
I have
to. yeah. No, I love it, man. It's dope. So let's talk about a little bit about diet. Because I think some people be like, well, what does this kid eat? How does he look like this? What do you eat?
Okay, so all of us are whole family, except for my dad. He's pretty healthy still, but we eat on a ketogenic diet. So that's...
Really?
That's high fat, moderate protein, low carb. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
And we've been eating on this for... couple years now, and
you have been eating like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little bit on and off, like
so what about In-N-Out? What about pizza?
Okay, so In-N-Out is great for us because they get the lettuce wraps.
And the Flying Dutchman when it's just the meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't have any pizza or anything like
what,
that.
Bro, you're 15, no pizza?
No, that's what everybody says. They're like, you're missing out.
Never
like,
once though. You get every once in a while.
Well, there's like
your refeed
in the past.
And like, there's so many amazing like alternatives. Like, people don't realize on this diet you can make like high fat treats. So that are just like, what's the example?
But it's not
chocolate, bro.
You can get pizza.
But it's not pizza, bro.
But you can make something.
But it's not pizza.
It's pretty close. If you try, it's pretty close.
It's like, where are we setting our like? We like pizza, but we make a certain pizza that's like close enough that we savor, like...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
it. It's like a clean sheet.
So it's still kind of pizza.
Well, yeah, we make, like, instead of having, like, the breading and stuff like that, we'll make, like, a healthy crust with like eggs and stuff
and
like
almond that. Flour almond and flour. Stuff like that. So it's not the same, but like. So
when did you first start eating healthy then?
Eating healthy.
Like, so eating healthy, like knowing like why you're eating what you're eating. Like when did you start being like, oh, I'm doing this for this? Like, because do a ketogenic thing, you said how many years? Yeah,
2 years.
And before that, were you just eating like healthy?
No, I didn't eat healthy before that.
Okay, so 2 years you've been like healthy.
Yeah, like the first half of a year or so, we had refeeds and we're still learning the diet and stuff like that. So we'd go for sushi and stuff, which it's fine in some cases, but we're just careful about it now. Whereas now we've learned specifics with the micro and macro nutrients and stuff like that.
Have they taught you a lot of that, or did
for sure? Oh, okay. 100%.
It's actually our mom who actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like
into this diet specifically and the low carb diet in general. She's done most of the research herself, and she started researching it herself and actually introduced it to us, and we were a bit weary of it at first ourselves too. But the more we've researched it, the more we've looked into it, the better the results we've gotten have become.
So it was from your mom?
Yeah.
Initially, does your dad just eat whatever he wants?
Yeah, but he eats
whatever's in the house, and most of the time what's in the house is what we eat.
Okay.
So at the on time, you know, bag of chips, whatever. But other than that, yeah, he's pretty healthy.
So do you think some of your success is from your surroundings?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. 100%. And I think it would be a lot more difficult without the surroundings.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So like, do you think if you didn't have the brothers that you have here, I'm not saying they're going to go anywhere, obviously, yeah. But if you didn't have them to help and support you, like, do you think you would still get this done?
I think I would have a similar mentality and I think I would get it done, but that extra push has helped me be on that next level, and I think it's helped all of us push to that next level. So yeah. I think I could still progress pretty well in soccer and bodybuilding, but this definitely is what I need for this sport.
I love it, man. I love seeing this. You guys are awesome. You guys came in here and like killed it. I respect it a lot. I love that you have big goals, man. I love that you have big dreams, and I wish more people would have that mentality of like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna figure it out, why not me? You know, because all you're doing, and the other things I'm asking you about the diet, like, and we'll talk about your training in a second, but it's just kind of like, you got to have that mentality and then just keep putting forth the effort.
Exactly. You just build on each.
And then some days you fuck up, even though I probably fuck up a little bit more and eat a little more pizza than you, but like, and then some days you're just perfect.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But you never expect it always to be perfect. And you know, right.
And you learn from the days you screw up and you progress from that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about your training.
Yeah.
Do you do like a bodybuilding split?
Okay, so for my split, so what we do is we've changed it over the years, but as far as my actual, like my training goes, it's always focusing on that form, right? The perfect form. So getting a proper contraction of the muscle rather than just pushing this heavy weight from move from A to B, right? Yeah. And
real
I think
bodybuilder like.
Yeah, because it's about, well, for us, it's more about shaping the physique rather than pushing the weight, right?
Yeah, because you're not trying to be a powerlifter.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. And this has always been our way of training. I mean, we learned it from day one pretty much, and we've done more research into it about what causes the most tearing and the time under tension and all this different stuff that we've just added onto into our book of knowledge.
Got it. So, okay, so your training is mostly bodybuilding driven.
Yes.
It's like higher reps, more like hypertrophy stuff. I guess because people always ask this on the end. They're like, well, I wonder, does it make you shorter? Do you squat heavy? Do you do this? So how have you approached that?
Okay, so.
Because you would be like, are you, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I want to preface this question more though. Yeah. Do you know, based on like doctor visits, you know what your height is going to be? Do they tell
so
give you like a.
I've been told that it's just a late growth spurt. So I'm going to be growing to 5'7", 5'8", around there. Yeah. That's what the doctors have said.
Yeah.
But as far as the training goes,
and how tall are you right now, so everyone knows?
I'm just about 5 feet, or just over.
Just about 5 feet. Yeah. How much do you weigh?
I'm 150, between 150 and 120 pounds.
But like absolutely shredded.
Yeah.
Like, you guys gotta see these guys. So there'll be obviously you saw them in the thumbnail, but they're on in the video that I did with Alex about Alex's transformation. There's gonna be video footage of him flexing. Like, it's amazing. And you obviously have an Instagram. They could check that out as well.
Yeah.
Tell me your Instagram.
My Instagram's Tristan Lee Official, and then my YouTube's just Tristan Lee.
Oh, you got a YouTube?
Yeah, I do. As
oh, right on.
Decent amount. It's like 35,000.
Hell yeah, my boy. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We'll get you some more. Hell yeah. I'm proud of you, man. Okay,
thanks.
So the training, the diet. Now, the training, right? Bodybuilding.
Yeah.
So why bodybuilding training? Because you want to be a soccer. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, just the specific training, I don't want to get any injuries, which is, I don't want to be using like bad form for like, let's say like a heavy deadlift or something. And I think a lot of kids, when they go into training, they want to push that weight and they end up getting injured, and that prohibits them progressing.
My favorite thing is I see these kids on Instagram, the football players, and they'll have like people like literally like levering, pulling them up.
With yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're all hyped. And it's a cool video because all the kids in the weight room are like, yeah, let's go. It's like 700 pounds.
It's like teamwork and stuff, yeah.
But they're all like, it's like, this dude is like in grave danger.
Yeah.
And it's like they're dual squatting it.
You know, it's like, scary. It's scary looking at it. It's just
so
like.
So you're like, nah, that's not for me.
It's not for me. Like I've progressed. Like I've left heavier weight over time and I keep going up in weight, but it's never about getting the one rep max.
It's a gradual.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
So. You said a little bit earlier, as far as the soccer training, because that's your goal, right? But you do the bodybuilding training. So how do you balance that? Is it like a couple days you do the bodybuilding training, a couple days you just train?
Okay, so for soccer, I usually have soccer like four days a week, right?
Okay.
And then for bodybuilding, I'm in the gym every morning except for the one before game day. So I have my soccer training at night, which is at like, let's like 7:30 or in like 8:00.
Okay.
And then I'll be in the gym in the morning at like 4, training. And then,
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you one very important question.
Sure.
Do you play Fortnite?
Yeah, I actually do. I actually stream it sometimes.
God. Oh God. Okay. Cause you were talking about getting up at 4 a.m, not eating pizza. I was like, if this kid does not play Fortnite, we got to revisit the childhood. No, no, I'm messing with you. You don't have to play Fortnite. I play Fortnite.
Yeah.
I am a loser. Okay. and not that you're a loser if you play Fortnite, because like Fortnite's kind of life right now. But
yeah.
Anyways, I digress. Check this out. So you got the diet, you have the training, you balance it. Do you think what's the hardest thing for you to do? Is it the balance? Is it the dieting? Is it being strict with that? Is it the training?
Well, I think it's just like really, really thinking specifically about what my goal is, because in soccer, like there's obviously things I need to work on, and
it's like sports specific skills.
Yeah. And with bodybuilding, it's obviously you want to shape a certain physique. You have to work on different things, and it's being able to balance the two, like getting enough of one and getting like not too much of the other.
Yeah. I totally understand that. I mean, that's what my whole career has been like, how can I be really strong but also look good?
Yeah, exactly.
And then like try and like play both sides. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And this is what playing soccer is like. I mean, soccer is one of the most cardio intensive sports, period. Like the amount of running that you have to do, like God bless their souls.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like, so how do you do it? How do you not just, I mean, obviously you're shredded.
Yeah.
So this goes back to your diet then. Are you eating a ton of food?
Like no, I'm not eating a ton of food. It's so like more fats, it's not as much food. It's still just as many. Like it's like, let's say, so I'm 150, 120 pounds, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm having 2,800 calories a day. And that's mostly through fats. So I'm not eating like 6-7 meals a day. I'm eating 3 and they'll be bigger and they'll be more fat, you know, adding bacon or whatever to it. And just making sure you're getting the healthy nutrients.
So you only focus on... So the nutrients, right? Do you only focus on the macros or do you focus on micros as well?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
So are these the guys who taught you about that?
Yeah, and we've looked into different doctors' studies and stuff like that. And we have a bunch of
books. You're like really serious about all this stuff.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's you could see it. Like, I could see it.
Thanks.
It's just, it's interesting now talking to you. It's like, it wasn't just an accident. Like,
because
I asked your parents, I was like, yo, did you just like wake up? Like, was he just like, oh, the baby's jacked. He came out and he's like, got biceps. Like, he clearly was hitting arms in the womb. Like, for real. Like, you might have been hitting arms longer than me. Which is amazing. And so I'm saying, like, I asked the dad, and he basically got me to believe, like, yes, you were kind of in shape. You're always kind of lean. You guys mentioned this as well.
Yeah.
But you just work hard. Like,
I try to.
And I think it's because you got two older brothers and I think you're trying to beat them.
I have to.
I think that's what it is, dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's just the competitiveness. It's in our blood.
Do you have any like maybe soccer players or bodybuilders or people that you really look up to?
So, I mean, for soccer players, I know N'Golo Kanté is his name. He's another small player and I look up to that. Obviously, I can relate to the small. Yeah, he's 5'3", he's 5'3", and he's playing against like 6'3" giants.
Yeah, because I didn't realize a lot of soccer players are very tall.
Yeah. And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and a lot of the attackers are small. So it's like, it's always a small guy going against a base guy. Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, all these guys. But a lot of the small players stand out to me. Like even Toronto, we have Sebastian Giovinco is his name, and he's an absolute beast, and I love seeing it.
So do you look to people who like you can kind of like
relate with? Yeah, for sure.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So what bodybuilders?
Bodybuilders. So first one that I really like as far as like winning and everything is Kai Greene. I saw him going to Arnold Classic, and
I love him.
He's a beast, and I love how humble he is and everything. But I've looked at also physique, so classic physique. New Chris Bumstead, Breon Ainsley.
Chris is supposed to come to one of these as well.
Oh, really?
Breon's been here.
Yeah
twice that's so, actually. Yeah.
And then physique, Jeremy Buendia. We're actually gonna go see him sometime this week, I think.
Nice. Hell yeah.
And then other bodybuilders just with like a nice physique, Lee Haney, and just like
old school.
Yeah, old school.
Nice, man. That's dope. Yeah. That's super cool. So. Who do you want, like, because you're not doing bodybuilding. You want to be a professional. I'm like, be a bodybuilder. I'm like, who do you want to be better than? But you could do a vacuum, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Can you show us a vacuum? So, guys, if you're on iTunes right now or if you're on SoundCloud, we have a video version of this podcast on CultureCast. You go youtube.com/CultureCast. You guys can see this. Where does he have a clean shot? I think you've got a clean shot.
Right there?
Right there.
Right there. Right there?
Yeah. Here, let's see. Can you see it? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Whoa! Show him from the side. Turn. Whoa! Move your elbow. Oh my God. Okay. That's amazing. So how did you learn that? That's the ultimate classic pose.
Yeah, I've seen all these bodybuilders do it, and I've seen it in the new classic physique division, and I think it's just the coolest thing. I've just done it.
So we'll talk about that, because I think it's relevant to a lot of people listening, if they're listening about bodybuilding or fitness in general, because I know that this is true, right? And I mentioned it out there as far as like the first time I was able to contract my chest, because it was like because of the use over time of like trying to do it.
Yeah, you just keep focusing on it.
And then you do it and you're like, oh, wow, that I get it.
And it sticks,
And it sticks, the mind-muscle connection. Mm-hmm, so for sure. And it makes sense that that's how you've been training. You've been trying like bodybuilding specific to like... slow, controlled, good contractions. It makes sense that you figured all this out. It's just crazy how fast you did it. Because like it took me like, I would say like maybe 16 to like 17, just turned 17, 18, mm-hmm. where I was like, okay, I kind of get it. But it was like my good body parts.
Yeah.
Like my shoulders, I was like, oh, I really know how to use that. My bicep, I really know how to use that. It took me a while to use my back and my lagging body parts even now. I'm 29 years old. You're 15. That's why I'm like, man, this kid, like, if he did bodybuilding, you could, you like, I'm not trying to get bodybuilding. It's just amazing. Like, athletically, though, like, so you haven't played specifically, like, I mean, you're playing in leagues right now.
Yeah.
Right? I just got to ask this question. Are you good at soccer?
I believe I'm pretty good at soccer right now. I'm playing in...
How do we know if we're good at, like, because I know
by I don't want to be like...
How do you know if you're good at soccer?
Yeah.
Does he score goals?
Well, he's in like, one of the top development leagues in our... we're in Ontario, so it's called OPDL.
Okay.
And he's on... and his team is fairly...
I don't mean to sound ignorant. I apologize.
No, not at all. It's... we realize that there's... you know, it's really hard to get into those top levels and stuff like that. But right now he's playing in the top level of the Ontario League, so...
So like, are you the team captain?
No, I'm not right now. But
right now, I love how he said this. Yeah, like, hell, that is that mentality.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That's what I would say. No, not right now. But like, yo, I'm gonna get
just
there.
Wait for it. Yeah.
I love it, dude. Yeah. Like that makes me so happy. But genuinely. But I'm sorry, man. I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No. That's all I had to say.
He's the fuck. When are you gonna be the captain?
By the end of the season, we'll say.
I love it. Okay, so any other big dreams?
That's my main dream. I really want to go to Europe to play soccer. That's my main goal, because I love Europe as a whole, and I like the Spain specifically, and I like the way they play soccer. So that's my main goal. But as far as social media growth, of course I want to grow and reach as many people and basically show as many people how they can help themselves and benefit themselves and
What would you say then is what would be your message to everyone listening right now? It's like, what would you want to show people, right?
Yeah.
You say you want to show them something. What do you think you want to show them? What do you think you want to teach them? What do you think they can learn from you?
Well, I mean, as we've been talking about this whole podcast, pretty much, is that you just have to do it. Like, you can't second guess it, or else you're not gonna be able to make it. Every time that you take that risk, you're putting yourself one step closer to reaching your goal.
Yeah, and even when you fuck up and mess up, it's like, get back on track.
That's how you learn, right? It's like, you won't do that again, or you'll learn from it.
Do it differently next time.
Exactly.
Well, hey, man, I have a lot of love. I have a lot of respect for you. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you coming to the gym just because we didn't plan this.
Yeah, no.
This was not planned. I just saw you and was like, man, this is amazing. I want to talk to this kid. You came to the gym to visit, obviously. You've watched my stuff.
I've watched your stuff. I want to meet you and see.
I appreciate it.
I knew you were with Alex Wasabi, and I've seen his stuff, and it was good meeting you.
Yeah, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful, and I hopefully in 8 years to 10 years we have another meeting.
When I'm on that field,
and I'll be like, yo, that's what's up. I was there.
Remember back 8 years ago?
Oh God! But you inspire me, man, and I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you guys coming as well. Showing love, introducing me to him at some point, obviously, which is why you guys ended up here. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you, man. And to your parents as well for being super sweet and allowing you to do this too. So shout out to mom and dad. What are their names?
Donna and Sandy.
Thank you, Donna and Sandy. We appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm good for now. I mean, of course, I got to plug Instagram.
Yeah, of course. We got you.
Yeah.
But go ahead and plug it again.
So my Instagram's Tristan Lee Official. And then
Tristan Lee
Official.
Official.
And then my YouTube is just Tristan Lee. And yeah, that's it.
Check him out. The most jacked 15-year-old and most in shape 15-year-old I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Props to you, man.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you guys for coming, man.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. Yeah, make sure if you're on YouTube, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. Right now, subscribe.
Subscribe. Turn the bell on, please. YouTube is kind of like, they're actually doing better now, but like they're screwing us.
Slowly.
They're doing better now. Yeah. They are. But like 6 months ago, it was really bad. So like we're coming to come back from it. Anyways, subscribe to the Culture Cast. Leave a review if you're on iTunes. Thank you guys for the love. Also check my boy Tristan out. I'm sure you'll find you guys are on there as well.
Oh yeah, they're on my Instagram and stuff. Yeah.
And keep it up, bro. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all you guys, man. Yeah, hell
thank
yeah.
You, man.
Cool.
Thanks for having us. Well,